All right, folks, it's been 3 long years, but it's finally time for the instant reaction to the New York Mets making it to the playoffs. And granted, the division is still not over. There's still a lot. There are 13 games. Mets are probably going to have to win all 13 to make this, to win the division. Maybe not all 13, but at least maybe 9. But they finally, after 6 long years, six. I was a freshman in high school when they made it to the playoffs for the first time. And now being a junior in college, thinking it might happen every year, thinking at least with this pitching staff, we get into the playoffs in 17. Injuries, 18, Mickey Callaway, injuries, 19, Mickey Callaway, bullpen management, Edwin Diaz, 20, couldn't get over the hump. New ownership last year. It's funny how the Mets, they got eliminated from the playoffs and had to watch the Brewers celebrate. Now with the Brewers' playoff lives on the line, the Mets just, they do what they have to do. And this has been a long time in coming. Next week, you're going to get some instant reactions out of me. The New York Giants are 2-0. And this is like, is this real life? The Mets and the Giants in first place together? I don't think that's happened in my lifetime. And I don't think, I don't know if the Giants are going to get there. And I know people are probably thinking, and I know I have 5,000 listeners listen to my podcast, sometimes 6,000. Hopefully we get up because the playoff coverage is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Instant reactions are coming. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful time to be a Mets fan. I have a lot to talk about on Penn State Radio on Wednesday from our 15-minute MLB roundabout or whatever podcast, whatever they're going to call it. It's not really a podcast, but, the team I'm coaching this year, they're going to have a lot to look at because I'm going to use this Met team as an example. This did not come easily for them. I don't care if I sound like I'm a part of the team rooting for this club like a lot of Met fans do, a lot of my listeners do. We live and die with every pitch. We pay money. I paid a lot of money to see the Mets on TV and watching them in person. Evan Roberts does the same thing. I am just so happy. You cannot take this one away from me. I don't want to hear it. This is one where, it's special. This does not happen to this organization. This does not happen. I've been alive for a very long time, 20 years, and I've seen my team make the playoffs 3 times. I want to see another division title. And I hope it's this year. But these things, they don't happen. I love this team. Even if we don't win the division, I'm at a loss for words. I don't want to say I'm emotional, but at the same time, I love this team. I love this team so much. I plan a lot of events. Unless I'm coaching, and I'm actually coaching, I plan or doing an internship like I did with the Reading Phillies. Even then, I'm checking the score like crazy and trying to watch pitches. I'm planning a lot of the things about this team. This is we could talk about it. Thank you, Steve Cohen. I think that's where this comes from. Steve Cohen, you are literally the reason why we are even in this situation. He made the deal. Billy Epler, I'll give him credit, but Billy Epler doesn't make these signings. We don't have Starling Marte with the Wilpons. We have Dollar General Starling Marte, but we don't have the real thing. We don't have Francisco Lindor, and love him or hate him, I'm getting tired of the whole Lindor debate. It's over. Francisco Lindor, I don't care how much that contract is. The New York Mets have the money. Cohen, I begged him for Max Scherzer. The whole fan base begged him for Mad Max Scherzer. If you go back to this podcast in the winter, I said, Max Scherzer, Max Scherzer, Max Scherzer, Max Scherzer. I don't care about Syndergaard. Syndergaard can leave. Give me Mad Max, Mad Max, Mad Max, blah, 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 blah. And guess what? Steve Cohen said, I'll give you whatever you want. I'll give you $43 million. Come to Queens. Gets his 200th win. Congratulations to Max Scherzer on getting his 200th win. This is special. I don't know how else to put it. You really have to, see it. You have to be in my shoes. It's different. It's different. Being a Mets fan, and maybe it won't be as special for Mets fans anymore, because we have an owner that's willing to get the best managers on the best manager on the market. We have an owner that's willing to get the best players on the market. So maybe in 10 years we'll become the New York Yankees. Not championship wise. Hopefully we get a couple World Series. Hopefully we win 10. What I mean by that is postseason berths, they won't be special anymore. It'll be expected. But for this fan base, for somebody like me in my age bracket, somebody that does not remember the 80s, so we'll take Evan's age bracket to mine. We're not counting these new Met fans in that just started following the team since Steve Cohen bought the team. I'm talking about the diehard, like my generation growing up. What we had to look forward to before 2015 was R.A. Dickey. I mean, that was my ace pitcher. I mean, we had to, my highest win total before 2018 was 79 wins. So for people that are around my age, this is like unprecedented. I remember 08. I remember 07. So these things for me, they're special. And again, this will change over time probably. Maybe 2 years from now, when I'm working at a radio station or I'm coaching a team or I'm still doing this podcast and we grow it to routes where I could never imagine it to, I'll listen to this and I'll be like, what a poor son of a bitch, you know? But right now, it is special. And there's really nothing else I could say other than, if you're a Met fan or a Mets fan, you get it. My expectations don't change for this team. Not winning the division would be a disappointment. Not making it to the World Series would probably be a disappointment at this point. But I don't want to hear it anymore. This team, tonight, and we're tonight and tomorrow, it's gotten me to a postseason. And 10 times, 60 years. So that means 10 postseason berths and 60 years. That's terrible. You do the math. Listen, I don't know what else to say other than tonight, I wish Max Scherzer would have pitched a perfect game. I do. And a part of me really just wants to see that happen, but obviously it couldn't. He was coming back from injury. Tylor McGill stunk tonight, but, you know, I don't know if he's going to be a bullpen piece for us. I hope I'm doing an instant reaction next week to the Mets winning the division in Atlanta. I doubt it. But this is, this is special. And I want to read a quote from Steve Cohen because this is what really makes it special for me. He said this about the lukewarm celebration tonight. When we go further, there will be a bigger celebration. And I think that's the way it should be. So Steve Cohen says, we're going to give you a little taste of what it's like of the celebration. But when you clinch in Atlanta next weekend, when you bleep them, when you bust their teeth in, you're going to get to spray champagne all over. Listen, this is special. I understand, and Met fans understand, that, you know, this is you know, I could hear now what the Yankee fan, what do you mean? Why are you celebrating a postseason birthday? Why they're choking away their division? This is special. I don't know. Frankie Lindor had a big bounce back year. Scherzer did his job. DeGrom did his job. And we just got to see what happens. But this is all. If you're a Met fan, soak it in, because these things don't happen. And that's really all I have to say. Met fans, soak it in. It's the best time to be alive. Let's go Mets. An instant reaction to the New York Mets making it to the postseason. Boys, we have liftoff. Next week, we're going to have a longer, in-depth reaction. But I had Anchor wanted me to get my instant reaction thoughts. I know it's only 12 minutes, but it's still, it is what it is. Met fans, soak it in. The job's not done. Big series coming up. 2 weeks left to go. Days off. Oakland, take advantage. Oakland, Miami, take advantage. And let's go clinch that division in Atlanta. And if worse comes to worse, even though we'll all be a little disappointed for a couple days, at least we still have that postseason berth. Six long years since the Giants have been above 500 and in first place. 6 long years since the Mets have made it into the postseason. Maybe things are starting to change for me. Hopefully we get some Giant postseason ball, but that's way too early. But you're guaranteed to hear a Mets postseason pod. And I guess I have to give my... I have a pre-recorded Mets postseason rule sheet about what's going on. So next episode, I record this. You'll hear a pre-recorded Mets postseason plan, and then on to Atlanta. I will be back next Sunday night to an in-depth review of the Mets-Atlanta Braves series. Also, we'll have Giant factors because the New York Giants play a huge Monday night game, but it's not about them this week. It's about the New York Mets finally returning to the postseason, and New York Met fans, soak it in. Enjoy tonight. Congratulations to the players. Congratulations to Steve and Alex Cohen. They don't really care what I have to say, but I think it's still worth doing. Congratulations to Met fans, because we're not a part of the team. We won't get the postseason ring or World Series ring, but we live and die. Most of this fan base, like Evan and Robertson, I said, we live with this. We live and die with every pitch. Let's go, Mets. Enjoy tonight. There's still more to be done. Subscribe, stay safe, and LFG. M. Let's go Mets, baby.